my last one is in the, of course, has to do with the war again. I can never get away from that. My last song is Städtele Bels, and maybe some of you know it, I don't know. A nostalgic Yiddish song, an old Yiddish song about a long lost home, a shtetl. I learned it in 1945, after the end of World War II, from Arno Kahn, the only brother I ever had. He was a young German Jew who came through Berlin with that long trek of DPs, displaced persons, refugees, KZ survivors, KZ being concentration camp, coming from the east, trekking west, homeless and hungry. My mother literally picked him off the street, gave him a bed and a hot meal, and he stayed with us for 2.5 years. I should explain, our house was badly damaged by bombs, but still habitable. My father had died in a Russian camp, and we lived on that east-west avenue. Arno quickly became family, though he never talked about his life before we met, and we, the Germans, never dared to ask him. There was a US Army hospital down the street, and he soon got a job there. He had a beautiful voice, and my mom got him a famous voice teacher who was paid in black market cigarettes. I painted posters and murals, also paid with American cigarettes, which were then traded for food on the black market. That's how you lived in those days, 1945, 46. In late 1947, one of many Jewish refugee organizations found an uncle of Arno's in New York City, and he left, sadly, but anxious to start a new life. A year later, I came to the USA with my new husband, and we had a wonderful reunion with Arno, then left for California, planning more reunions, of course. But as often happens, life for all of us got difficult, and we lost touch. 3 years ago, I told Dulita how sad I was about this big hole in my life's history. She coolly said, "I'll find him." Now, my friend Dulita is a computer genius, but this was taking it a bit too much, I thought. Well, it took her 2 weeks, and there he was, on the internet, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, pictures, address, telephone numbers, sheer magic. When we talked on the phone after nearly 60 years, Arno and I, it was like only yesterday. His first question was, "When are you coming to visit us?" We couldn't meet here because he'd been in a wheelchair for 22 years, Guillain-Barré syndrome. So I flew to Tulsa and happily, very happily, we were brother and sister again, and we finally could talk about all the things we couldn't talk about before. Of course we kept in touch this time. I was making plans for another trip. Last year, I got a call from his German friends in Tulsa. My brother had died. This song is for him, and I have some pictures to show you. So, this is the picture when I came to Tulsa, and he was on the airport in Tulsa. He couldn't look at it. The song, I'll just run very briefly, give you the text. It's simply a nostalgic song about looking back at the childhood years that were like a dream. And he wonders, the author wonders how his house looks now. It used to be so pretty, and he wonders about the tree he planted. And then the chorus is, my little shtetl Bels, my home where I spent my childhood years. Have you ever been to Bels, my shtetl Bels? Every Shabbat, I used to run around with all the other boys, and we sat under the green tree and threw stones into the river. The house is now old, overgrown with weeds. The roof has caved in, the windows have no glass. The chimney is cracked, the walls are crooked. If you were there, you'd hardly know the place. That's basically.